Now, as an expert in all things, I've been asked for my views on the fact that divorces are now at their lowest level for 30 years, apparently. Pretty easy to unravel that one, I thought. Could it be because there's hardly any married couples left? Anyway, I had to show Willing as a paid consultant to governments around the world, so I produced a report in a ring binder. It was actually a report of Manchester United's win over Tottenham, but I don't think anyone actually noticed. Then I was asked to appear before a select committee at the House of Commons, where, as we know, fidelity in marriage is absolutely sacred. I mean, when did you ever hear of a politician cheating on wife or husband? So, wearing my ceremonial thinking gown and very important hat, I told them wisely, if you want to keep the rate of divorce down, first of all, impose severe birth control measures so folk can only have one child at most. Keep schools open throughout the year, including Christmas Day, so children are kept away from their parents and the rest of us. Provide beer and Sky Sports for husbands on prescription, and most importantly, make divorce illegal so solicitors don't get rich at other people's expense. I got a long round of applause, as usual, three encores, and another proposal of marriage from Teaser May. I really do worry about her, you know.
Factis Radio, FM 104.6, has a limited number of advertising spots available. Give your business the boost it needs and reach across the island. Email our team today, marketing@vectisradio.fm.
Don't you think there's something saintly about cows? I spotted a nice-looking one this morning and immediately appointed her as the island's holy cow, and put her in the palace grounds where she has become a major attraction. Crowds are gathering outside as I speak, and there's an air of hushed expectancy as Mabel, for that is her holy name, strolls serenely out into my state backyard. Kev, the chauffeur, is stubbing his fag out and yelling at a coach party from Eastbourne to get to the back of the queue for the cream teas. Doris is busy nailing up the new Holy Cow Milk for Sale signs. And I quote, drink a pint of this a day and all your ailments go away. £3 a bottle, special price for tourists, £25. Kev is allowing people to approach Mabel in groups of six and, oh dear, I hope he did warn that elderly gentleman in the expensive anorak not to stand so close to Mabel's holy rear quarters. Look out, sir. Methinks he will need to spend a tenner at our new holy cow dry cleaners. What a shame. It's tempting to rename this place Holy Island, but I think someone somewhere already thought of that. Still, everyone has heard of cows, haven't they?
We are your Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
And finally this week, my Commission of Inquiry into Slow Web Access has at last come up with the reasons you find it so difficult to send me an email. The answer is birds sitting on telegraph wires. Yes, really. They're being bred like mad, you know, at a government laboratory. The idea is that they see overhead cables as enemies, so they're trained to swarm and then attack, and the constant pecking disrupts the digital signals, which means you have enough time to make your own bread while you're waiting for your loyal message of support to get through to me by email at Palace HQ. You see, the high-level strategic thinking behind this is that world leaders, not including myself, you understand, want to clamp down on hackers and spammers. The slower the web service, they reason, the harder it will be for them to send messages to Donald Trump, suggesting he might want a larger personal appendage, etc., etc. So please, Bear this in mind when you're trying desperately to send me a comment. No, not that sort of comment. And remember, I had nothing to do with this insane scheme. I suggested rounding up all spammers and offering them the opportunity of actually working for a living. That didn't go down too well. Ah, well, I'm so controversial, it's unbelievable. Hey-ho, that's it for this week. See you next week. Thanks for being with me.